You're tuned to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Morrow Wolf. Our hosts, Ebony Johnson and Barry Jackson, are here with us at the table and are very special, helping us celebrate the 30th anniversary of KKFI. Guest in studio is poet, author, activist, educator, Lloyd C. Daniel. Welcome home, Lloyd.
Yes.
Thank you, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here. In fact, it's a pleasure to be anywhere at this point.
Let's just say it's a pleasure to be.
Period.
Period. Days and times. And KKFI is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
It's hard to believe.
Is it hard to believe, Lloyd? Because you were there in the beginning.
I was there when Al Mullen was holding a talk of an alternative radio station at Plaza Library. This is before the radio broadcast location was in Tom Crane's basement off of 39th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. There wasn't any KKFI at that point. It was just a dream. It was going to be called Midcoast Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became KKFI. But that was when it started. So I was there at those meetings at the library. When Al left town, I didn't know where he went. They said Seattle. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it was over. But also at that time, there was KCBEB, which was Arthur Bronson had organized. And was running through Intercom in Wayne Minor Projects. They had a studio over on Euclid in Sam Mann's church.
Mm-hmm.
About like this, but not as large.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people doing broadcasts from there. They did it, so I went on every once in a while with them, but they eventually folded because it was like a one-person show. And so Arthur had ended up with having to do other things. But Groovy was on it.
Groovy Grant. Groovy Grant is in the studio with us.
Swim parties. He did a swim party for our, and did the, Pullman Porter's thing. Remember that? Pullman Porter's uniform? Yeah, he was there for that pool party. That was when we were just talking about an alternative radio station. It wasn't like now, 100,000 watts. Who would have thought it?
Yeah. Groovy Grant is in the studio. Groovy Grant hosts OG's Hangout on Wednesdays, slinging the blues from 3 to 6 p.m. And Groovy, step to the mic. Tell the folks how long you've been a part of KKFI.
Well, I've been here with the existence right after Tom Davis contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Zaire invited me to come down to 17th and Main, go on the air. And I went on the air.
Okay.
Down there with her then.
All right.
That's why I adapted the format, which it was the original Traffic Jam.
The original Traffic Jam. That was
and since that was so successful, I kind of push that in the can.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's good, so I can take it and put it anywhere, places like a seed anywhere.
All right.
My program now is entitled OG's Hangout.
Uh-huh.
As a vintage classic format designed to educate and increase awareness of the contributions and contributions made by Afro-Americans.
That's right.
A lot of interviews. In fact, I'm not going to keep you, but the interview I'm running this week, I ran Al Jarreau's interview last week.
Okay.
Before he passed. This week is David Fathead Newman.
Okay.
Who also worked with Walter Page's Blue Devils here in Kansas City.
All right.
Played with Ray Charles.
Okay.
And you'll hear that interview Wednesday on my show.
All right.
OG's Hangout.
So if you want to be in
every Wednesday, 3 to 6.
3 to 6 p.m.
Right.
90.1 FM, KKFI.org on your website. You know, so if you want to be enlightened and educated about the roots of black cultural blues music, then turn on OG's Hangout. He does a gospel hour at the end of that program from 5 to 6. And he's on this mission to let people know what the roots of the blues and where that comes from. That comes from gospel. So with no apology, Groovy plays gospel from 5 to 6 p.m.
I had the pleasure of sitting in on one of Groovy's sessions, and that's where I learned how to. I saw him playing his actual records, vinyl records, on our turntables. And that was the first time I saw somebody doing that at the station. And he showed me how to move it and get it ready and, you know, and pull it back halfway and then, you know, get yourself set up to play. So that was really cool for myself to see as well. And he liked the original sound. He said, hey, this is what it is. I'm not playing it from a computer or, you know, something else. This is the actual record.
Back. People are buying phone
Yeah,
vinyl is organic. That's the physical vibrations of the music.
It's much thicker
CD sound.
CD or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Barry, you've been shaking your head throughout this segment of our conversation. First of all, when Lloyd started talking about a radio station that Sam Mann had, you were shaking your head.
Arthur Bronson. It was Sam Mann's church over on Euclid.
Okay. Mm.
That's where most people first heard Steve Harvey. Not the comedian, but the saxophonist.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Legendary Kansas City saxophone player who was killed.
Right.
Murdered.
Mm-hmm. KCB, he was broadcasting through the intercom system of Wayne Minor Projects.
Wow.
You could turn it on, and if you wanted to hear it, it was in your house like...
That's
like
amazing.
It was in the studio.
That's
your apartment.
Amazing.
There used to be some high tower Wayne Minor buildings, looked like Pruitt-Igoe at 18th and 12th and Euclid.
Uh-huh.
That was Wayne Minor.
Yes.
The Projects, the real Projects. Yeah. Kansas City's
original.
Cabrini Green. But folks went down there. I was doing a Black History thing in the library, and Arthur Bronson said, look, could we put some music on these internet systems? Nobody does anything with it. They put out a whole bunch of jazz, including Steve Harvey.
Intercom system.
Yeah.
Because
there
wasn't no internet back in that day.
Mm-mm.
You know?
I think the band, he wasn't the first band he played in, but it was one, the first one he put together himself, Mass Transit.
Mm-hmm.
They had an album. Mm-hmm. And Steve and I played
Steve
together.
Steve was a good brother, man.
Yeah. We
got
played
murdered.
We played together for a lot of years, and we had a lot of escapades.
In the city orchestra and all that.
Yeah, played with him there, too.
Like it was yesterday.
Well, you know, there's one person that's come out of inner city orchestra that hadn't been doing too bad, and that's the trumpet player from the Mass Transit band, that's Mark Pender.
Right.
He's been with the Conan O'Brien show really since he started.
Mm.
So,
Kansas City, those of you who love KKFI and have something to say about KKFI, we would love to hear you today say it on the air. Give us a call, and we will put you live on the air so you can tell your KKFI story. Give us a call at 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. Dorothy Hawkins was in here a few minutes ago. I don't know where she went, but Dorothy has been...
She had to go to work.
She has a long time contributor to KKFI on many levels, like myself, volunteer, staff, board member, committee member, all these things at various points in time, because we believe in this mission, which is to be a place where the voices, the music, the interests, the information for people who are powerless generally, actually gets to be heard. And at this place, it's amplified 100,000 watts strong.
So 100,000 watts just like KPRS.
Just like KPRS.
So 80-mile radius.
Not a low-power station.
Right.
100,000 watts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the alternative voice of Kansas City.
Yes.
Most people who are not allowed to be on corporate radio can come on KKFI and do their thing, and a lot of people do.
Yeah. Not only, you know, thinking about not being allowed to be on corporate radio and being able to come here and be on the radio, but what you do here is what you do here. It's not scripted. It's not prescribed. It's not one size fit all.
Right.
It's not somebody write a prescription for what it is you're supposed to do on the radio.
The most diverse radio station in this part of the country. Not
absolutely.
Just Kansas City.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the program the programs that you have done here on KKFI, Lloyd.
I came to KKFI because I got kicked off of KPRS.
Oh, my God.
I'll be candid about it.
Okay.
I was at KPRS and Brother Carter, had just gotten here from Florida. Mm. And I was playing Nikki Giovanni, great Pax Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's wife woke him up, Mike Carter, and said they're cussing and talking racist talk on the radio.
Oh, my. Mm.
And Mike called me from home and said, why are you talking racist talk? I said, I was playing Nikki Giovanni. I wasn't talking racist. He said, I don't care who this guy Nikki Giovanni is. I said, man, you don't know Nikki Giovanni? Oh, no, I don't know that. I don't know that guy. I keep trying to tell you it's a woman. And so he said, well, just, I need to talk to you. I'll see you tomorrow. I said, okay. I hung up the headphones, went to the car there, about 15 minutes of dead air. I ain't been back since.
Oh, my.
So I came over to KKFI and said, they're going to run a conscious hip-hop show. We're playing on air conscious stuff like Chosen Ones and Public Enemy and X-Clan and et cetera, and some poetry and some speech bites from Jesse Jackson, Farrakhan, et cetera. I said, oh, come on in.
Mm.
But so I started here. That was a long time ago. That was 20 years ago. I was here long enough to go someplace else. I didn't go on the air, though. But I was at home, and the people listened well, and we had a high-rated show in the middle of the night, higher than corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
But the Arbitron ratings went up when we came on the air. At one time, I was on the air from 10 to 12. Another time, it was 12 to 6 in the morning.
Wow.
That's a long
That's
haul.
For really.
Yeah.
Was that a talk show?
Huh?
Was that a talk show?
No, it was just music.
Just music.
Conscious music, revolutionary music, reggae, jazz, hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
We were the first people in Kansas City to play Bring the Noise, Public Enemy, and whatnot. Mm. Yeah.
We have, for the public, a part of our open house, we have a history room, if you will. It's lined walled with memorabilia, and on the cover of a some sort of radio magazine, it says it was in 1990 or whenever it was. It says KKFI plays rap, you know. And to your point of, there was a time when that wasn't being played
at all
on the radio.
Mm. Everybody was afraid of rap. Because, not just because of cursing, but because of politically conscious lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you didn't cuss, they was against you.
Mm-hmm.
So at times, I just let the cussing go through, and I got in trouble for it. Mm-hmm.
They did that on more than just radio, too. I mean, you know, for a while there was a one of the major networks had a late night show on Friday nights called, you know, Friday Night Videos, and they had a lot of rap on there that was pretty strong. And then it just disappeared.
Right.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, they have censorship here, and rap broke through the censorship.
Mm.
And it was a struggle. I remember when Public Enemy and Ice-T had tunes out about the police. Mm-hmm. And boycotted Ice-T.
Oh, and
Ice-T,
N.W.A.?
N.W.A., yeah. F the police, coming straight from the underground. The niggas got it bad because they brown.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Like it was yesterday, I'm telling you. People think that was 40 years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
No, 40. I've decided that time is, of course, not linear.
Mm-hmm.
Most people,
right.
I don't know who realizes it, but
that's
time
right.
is not linear.
It
time
is, not.
Is like a deep, it's a pool.
That's right.
It's like a deep pool, and
I
that's
agree.
How come you can just go, you know, swimming and floating in that,
mm-hmm.
and in an instant, you can be 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You're there.
That's right. If you have that consciousness.
Yeah.
Now, if you think everything is yesterday or everything is tomorrow, you don't know what happened before this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they make cars with a rear view mirror.
Mm. We got a call coming in, guys. You're on the air at 90.1 FM. Caller, please tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from.
Mo from St. Mark Church.
Yes.
Hi, Mo.
Hi. What's your KKFI story?
Sorry. I wanted someone to repeat the history they told about Sandman and St. Mark. I was involved with the KKFI in the early 90s with Brother Sauti and Sister Shiriki, who did a weekly midnight show. Put a shout out to them. And then Ellen Papineau, who did
Native American
urban drums.
Right.
And that was Native American.
Right.
And that's historical.
What's your name again?
Mo.
Oh, yeah. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Long time.
Right.
Well, all righty, Mo. Thank you so much for calling in. And we'll get Lloyd to talk a little bit more about St. Mark's and Sam Mann. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
I remember when Sam first came to town, I talked to him on the phone two or three times. He said, won't you come on down to my church on Euclid? I said, yeah, all right. I went down and knocked on the door. He came to the door. I said, I'm looking for Sam Mann. He's a white man. I said, are you sure you're Sam Mann? He says, I am. You know, that's my name.
I said, Sam.
Oh, okay. He was from Arkansas, had a black Arkansas accent. He preached, and it was a great preacher. He was one of the top five preachers in town.
Okay.
He ran with Fuzzy and Mac Charles Jones, mm-hmm. who died of a heart attack. But these are progressive preachers, mm-hmm. revolutionary preachers. Sam Mann, when it wasn't popular, taught liberation theology.
All right. Say what liberation theology is, Lloyd, mm-hmm. because, you know, that phrase came into the lexicon during the Obama administration, and it was treated like it was
something,
you know,
horrible.
Like something horrible, it poison.
It was an attempt first in Latin America for the priests, conscious priests, to convince people that God was on the side of the oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it basically is. And that Jesus was a revolutionary, fighting against foreign occupation and materialism, a liberation version of Christianity, liberation okay. theology. James Cohen put out a book called Black Power, Liberation Theology.
Mm-hmm.
I had a book called Liberation
Education.
Because mm-hmm. I was touched by them and I understood what they were talking about. That the masses of people can be moved through who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are Christian. And when they started talking about liberation theology, a lot of people, including Catholics, got upset. They decided it wasn't going to be the status quo. It was going to be a revolutionary Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And it became such. And it led to revolutions in El Salvador, Nicaragua. Like the Nicaraguans were liberation theologians. Cardinal, the Minister of Education, was a priest. Revolutionary priest. So it had a hell of an impact on Latino people, especially in Central America. But nobody remembers that except people in Central America who are mm-hmm. there now or who have come from there. But that was the first time I had heard that. Also, Paulo Freire, an important educator, he was the one who wrote Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Pedagogy of the Oppressed, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
That education could be used not just to credential people, but to lift them up, let them see themselves, let them see their culture, and fight for justice. That's the real purpose of education, to make the world more just, starting with yourself, starting with the world between your ears. That you had programs that were literacy programs where there was no literacy to speak of. And I was happened to be in Grenada, then I went to help them with a revolution that was not liberation theology, but they needed liberation education. They hired me to come to educate teachers in Grenada during the revolution. And that's how I learned about the Caribbean, not just reggae, but I mean the people and the culture and whatnot. I used to live there.
We do have a caller calling in. Let's see if we can get him. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
You're on the air at 90.1 FM. Please tell us your name,
Brother,
and what part of town you calling from.
Brother Lev.
KCK. All right.
I was listening, and I thought back years ago, the brother had said something. I hated the regular radio station. I never did like KPRS. I never liked KPRS. And one evening I heard a Point Blank.
That was
and Sister Shiriki.
Yeah.
Like she said.
Point
like she said. From the Zayuchi. and Sister Shariki.
Right.
And I've been hurt every damn since. We lost her. And when we heard them.
Right.
I said, this is my family. This is my people. We're not going nowhere. Because we thought we was crazy. Right. Until I heard somebody else that thought like I and I.
Right.
This brother love.
All righty, Brother Love, thanks for calling in and sharing. Mm-hmm. 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI.
Saudi and Shariki were on the internet, too. They might still be.
I think they still are.
Say that again.
Black Liberation Radio. It was on for like 10 years or so.
Yeah.
I don't know what the listenership was, but I used to listen to it periodically.
Can you talk about more about liberation education?
Mm-hmm.
Paulo Freire, who's the John Dewey of the 21st century, he's dead. He was a revolutionary educator in Brazil. And he wrote a book called Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Some people say Pedagogy of the Oppressed, which is an instructional guide for teachers who teach poor and oppressed people. And in it, it speaks to the fact that the reason for education is not just to get a credential or to get a grade, is to change the world. And critical thinking should be the center of education and not tests and what happened 100 years ago. What happened yesterday, what's going to happen tomorrow is more important than what's going to happen 100 years from now if we so choose to make things different. And so he created a model that I used at Penn Valley and UMKC. I later wrote a book called Liberation Education. Mm-hmm. And in it, it explains that if you're just handing out grades, you're not doing anything. You're not educating. You're just training people. You can train a dog, but humans need education. They need to know who they are. They need to know their culture. They need to be able to make a move on the system and not just get rolled over by it.
Mm.
Okay, that's the concept. I wrote a book that has curricula in it, essays, commentary, etc., called Liberation Education. Sold thousands of copies. People told me, that'll never sell, Lloyd. Dan Jaffe at UMKC, he told me that'll never sell. Sold more books than any poet or writer he had.
Oh, okay.
But I hustled. I marketed out of the trunk of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually people started hiring me to speak from it, and teachers asked me about it. I did a lot of in-service training for teachers in the Kansas City, Missouri School District.
Yeah.
And in other cities, too. But the point is, education is much more than just handing out grades and credentials.
Mm-hmm.
That's bastardizing education.
Mm-hmm.
If you are educated but don't know your history, you're trained. You're not educated.
Mm-hmm.
You can train a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Humans need education. They need liberation.
You, some of this, how much of this came from the Student Liberation Party?
I've been radical my whole life.
Okay.
So when I was a teenager, we shut Paseo High School down because they had no black courses, but suspended people like it was their job, and you know, did not take people's culture seriously. The only person who even had a black book, this is before Dave Hutton, was Mrs. Wilder, who was head of the library. She had all the black books in the whole school, and we used to go there and read stuff by James Baldwin and Ralph Ellison and folks like that, Nikki Giovanni, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But if it hadn't been for her, we wouldn't have had any black books. And so she already had the stuff. So when we shut the school down, they said, well, where are these books? I said, Miss Wilder has them. She later went on to found the Kansas City Kansas Globe.
Okay.
Dee and her husband, Sam Jordan, mm-hmm. Dee Jordan, they ran a it wasn't a competition for the call, but it was a younger people's version of the call. And now David Jordan, their son, is running a paper called the Dispatch,
yes,
which focuses on people but under 35, under 34, under 40.
Okay.
And they're institutions. That's how they stay open. Barbershops, beauty shops, record shops, you know, et cetera, party shops, party organizing. Partiers, you know. Mm-hmm. So they play on the culture just like their mom and daddy did. Sam and Dee both have Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Dee over on 63rd Street and I said, hi, Dee. Mm-hmm. She looked through me. She didn't even recognize me.
Right.
I was painful. And David, her son, said, Mama in another world.
No, that's
I wrote a music editor for a while back in 78.
Mm-hmm.
In the Globe?
At the Globe, yeah. Okay. And, well, even before that, my dad helped bring Carl Rowan to speak at a fundraising banquet for the Globe. That was back in 75.
Mm-hmm. It was different back in 75. It was right. than how it is now.
I must say this, too, as a history instructor. Carl Rowan, when the Bay of Pigs went off, when the United States invaded Cuba to try to overthrow Castro, Carl Rowan for 2 weeks wrote an article, even though he knew better, that it was not true, that the CIA did not attempt to overthrow the Cuban Revolution.
Mercy.
But they did. Carl Rowan was working with the CIA very closely. And people like Nina Simone criticized him at the time. I did too, but my voice was a high school student. Nobody cared about what I was
saying. A few more people was listening to Nina at the time.
I think so.
Yeah. So, these days, what's going on with our government and the White House?
KKFI, you got to hear that. You got to hear Democracy Now, which KKFI has carried religiously for years.
Since the first Democracy Now! Broadcast, we've been broadcasting Democracy Now!
Right, and so that's why KKFI is still so important. It's essential. If you want some alternative news, alternative meaning truthful news as opposed to the fake news that most radio and TV stations put out, you got to listen to Democracy Now! People say, oh, you got to listen to NBC. Yeah, that's true. There are some shows on there. But there's no station like KKFI. You should listen to it and see. Gospel, jazz, bluegrass, you know, people's culture, positive culture.
Native American music.
And listening to you, especially throughout the day today as we're celebrating for our open house, and for those of you who still want to come to out, you can join us here. Our open house is going until 6 o'clock. We're at 3901 Main, here on the corner of 39th and Main. But it makes me think about a statement that I read about someone who said, in our culture now, it's as if we've traded an ear for an eye, and we've become over-visualized to the point of using one of our senses to the detriment of the rest of them.
A lot of people have lost their imagination.
Yeah.
Because everything is so vivid and literal.
You don't
it's so powerful.
You don't have to do anything.
Right.
You don't have to imagine anything.
You have to imagine on the radio.
Yeah.
We had Tracy Millsap, who was part owner of a Culturally Speaking bookstore. She used to come on and do African folk tales, like People Who Could Fly. Mm-hmm. Make you cry. They didn't have time. Toby didn't have time to tell the other slaves how to get off the plantation, but he was flying. Gone. I mixed in a jet sound echo.
But it makes me think, too, of the importance of the distinction between radio and TV. Just as important as it is for us to see ourselves, it's important for us to hear ourselves and find our own voices. And for me, in the 2.5 years that I've been at KKFI, and you know, been fortunate enough to be a part of Urban Connections and Every Woman and other shows, and it's helping me find my own voice, you know, and listen to that sound and tune in, which is only something that you, a distinction between radio and other types of media.
Right. Yes, this is a good reason to listen. Those who don't listen to Democracy Now! Are not hearing what's actually happening.
Exactly.
Amy Goodman is a longtime radio disc jockey. I saw a picture of her from 40 years ago. I was stunned because she was halfway cute. She looks...
She's not a girl anymore.
Not a girl anymore. And she, you could say she did not make it based on her looks, but her intellect. And I'm proud of her. I've met her a couple of times, but I don't know her personally. But I know that she has risked a lot to put people on air, like...
She puts everybody on.
Put everybody on. Put Dick Gregory on. Mm-hmm. Put others on. Mm-hmm. Regularly. And not just for a time or two.
Yeah.
She was committed. She put Black Lives Matter on first. I had never heard of Black Lives Matter. She put it on. So I had to look it up. I had to call people in Atlanta. Who's Black Lives Matter? But she comes on 7 o'clock in the morning on KKFI 90.1 FM. Monday through Friday. And she has archives going back 20 years.
Yeah.
You hear anything. You want to go hear James Brown. You want to go hear Dick Gregory, Farrakhan, everything is on archives. Now, she fell out with the Nation when Askia Muhammad was working there and wanted to say some Nation of Islam stuff, so they put her out, put him out. And they really haven't been close, but prior to that, anything you could think of was on Democracy Now.
Let's take this call. Caller, you're on the air at 90.1 FM. Please tell us your name. What part of town you calling from?
My name is Sam Mann. I'm, I just somebody just called me and said somebody called my name on the radio.
They said you're a liberation theologist.
That's right. Who is that?
This is Lloyd Daniel.
Lloyd Daniel, I remember you.
I'm glad.
Yes, Lord. Were you talking about the show we had on the on KKFI back in the day, me and Matt Jones?
Yeah, yes. In fact, you had a radio station there on Euclid.
The View East of Truth.
We sure did. Had a community station. We did have a community radio
played
station.
Played Steve Harvey through the projects, through the intercom and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, you man, we was talking about you, praising you.
So, Reverend Mann, this is Donna Wolf, host of Urban Connections, and this is KKFI celebrating its 30th anniversary. KKFI has been on the air for 30 years, so we were...
Get out of here.
Nah,
doing good work. Doing good work.
Doing good work. So, in the conversation about the good works and how it all began, your name came up. Lloyd started talking about your contribution here at KKFI and to the city and the community.
And KCBEB that Arthur Bronson was running, and that's how Steve Harvey was first heard by most people in Kansas City, the saxophonist.
Arthur Bronson and Steve Harvey.
Yeah, good. Through the Got Walls him. And Wayne Minor.
Yes, Lord. That's for sure. But I remember when KKFI first started, I remember that. I remember a guy named Ed Hosley. He's in Cuba now.
That's right.
Was a part of the beginnings of it, I think.
He was.
And they asked Reverend Mac Charles Jones and me to do a program, and we named it The View from East of Truth.
Okay.
I remember that.
It was on every Monday night. It was about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, Ed Hosley used to be our voice of the, Point Blank. He had it broadcasting live. From liberated territory.
You got it. I still talk with him and email him, and he comes through town every now and then, and we meet up in my backyard. We sure do.
Well, tell him I said hi.
I will do that. How you doing, Lord?
Good. Feel good. Still writing. I got a website, lloyddaniel.info, I-N-F-O. Dozens of things I've written, essays, interviews, commentaries.
Yeah.
LloydDaniel.info. That's it. Check it out. The opening piece this time around, this season, is how do we fight the Putin Trump junta?
Junta. That's the word.
That's the most current piece of mine.
All right.
And it's on there.
And if you got a minute, can I say one thing?
Go right ahead, Reverend Man.
Say, you always have.
This is an interesting thing. I'm way down here in Alabama, you know, where they had that wonderful election. I'm down here. This is my home state.
Okay.
I'm way down here, and I just want to put out an idea. And I'm glad you called. Maureen Flinhart called me and told me that she just heard my name by Lord Daniel. But what about this idea? I think we've won. I think the coalition of liberation and revolutionary folks have won the battle. I don't know that we know how to take the ground.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yes.
I do. Trump and them are fighting a war that's over. He's out of it. He don't know we won.
They are beasts thrashing.
I hear you. Okay. I agree. That's something we should do.
We need to pull our stuff together.
Right. Like the black women in Alabama stopped the pedophile.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. And it was, you know, We did a 1/8 cent sales tax. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
That passed 70% to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And it was everybody saying, yeah, we need to raise money for the hood.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was. And we did the same thing with $15 an hour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was a super majority, 70% to 30%. Now, it wasn't done through the city council or the state. It was done by public referendum.
Right.
Mm.
And when the people move,
and we spent all of about $5,000 on the campaign.
Wow.
Mm.
And the people turned, I think we won. We don't know it. We need to declare victory and organize ourselves and take the ground.
That's right. I agree.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I do. I think you're right, Sam.
We all agree, Reverend Mann.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, KKFI. You keep on keeping on.
We will.
And you as well.
And I got $100 coming in for sure.
Thank you.
Well, right on. Thank you so much. And please be in touch the next time mm-hmm. you are in town. We'd love to have you here as our guest.
I didn't know you was in Alabama. I passed by your house the other day. I figured you was in there. Also come in for a knock.
I always try to come up and knock, even if I ain't there. I always try to come up and knock. I'd love to see you, Lord, and I'm going to see you when I get back. That is for sure.
All right. Leave a note.
God bless y'all.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right.
816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI. We would love to hear your KKFI story. That was a blessing.
It sure was. Yeah, Donna, I was just thinking about one of the things that you say about the existence of Urban Connections and the purpose to be able to share, to have an organic exchange of information and ideas. And that was a prime example of us being on the air and putting those ideas out together and having us reflect on them and think for ourselves of things that maybe
Sam on it radio.
Yeah.
Who? Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will. 816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI. Call us and tell us your KKFI story or experience. Barry.
Well, I was just going to say, people try to predict what you're going to play, what you're not going to play, what kind of discussion you're going to have. And, it's the same thing with, from a music standpoint. Local artists can tell you, try seeing if you can get one of the commercial stations to play your music.
Mm. Even though the good people who run it, like Myron Beers is at KPRS, but he's not allowed to play what he knows could be mm-hmm. played.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Whereas KKFI, we practically got an open door policy. It's nothing to have somebody, with the band auctions we have other opportunities for local artists to basically show their wares and let people know, hey, we're here and we got something for you.
Mm-hmm. This is a rare and valuable community jewel that we have, KKFI. And we've got another caller. Caller, are you there?
I am. Do you want me to turn my radio off?
Please do. You're on the air. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Is it off?
When I did a deal where I, bought a DJ hour.
Well, tell us your name and where you're calling from first, and turn that radio off.
On River Trade Radio last year.
Uh-huh.
And I gained a completely new appreciation for how difficult it is to do a DJ show. So I just want to shout out all those people as volunteers who are DJs, because my one little hour was like, oh my god, was to do original women's music for women of this region, and it was tough. It was a challenge.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, that was my question. Was it gratifying?
The other thing I wanted to say is, I think it, with all due respect to the Reverend Mann and those out there who are so optimistic that all we got to do is take the ground, read Nancy McLean's book, Democracy and Change, the agenda of the radical right, and you might have a different view. We're nowhere near the end of the war. And so I just hope people know that November 6th is important. Everybody needs to vote, especially women, young people, and people of color.
It's a protracted struggle. You have two steps forward, three steps back, five steps forward, one step back. I've been watching the civil rights, human rights, women's movement for 40, almost 50 years. Mm-hmm. Often people say, this is the end, we have no chance. I don't believe that.
No, I didn't say that at all.
And I didn't say you said that, but people say that. People say, why don't you go to work? Why don't you go to school? Because we got to change the world,
mm-hmm.
starting with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Caller, what's your name?
They only need seven more states to have a constitutional convention, and that's a deep concern because, you know, the Charles and David Koch, and Charles is brilliant, and they have a lot of money. They want to rewrite, and a lot of people with them.
Right.
They want to rewrite the United States Constitution.
We've lost control of this country.
Me making it up, you know, it's easy to research and figure out. So I just think, you know, we're in a period right now, unlike any period, probably since the Civil War, in terms of how our country's going to go. And everybody who's progressive and wants justice and wants to see, you know, that become the way we, you know, the world is, you know, and deal with issues like climate change needs to get engaged. And
you're right.
Too many people didn't vote in the last election, and that's too bad.
And that's right. Them out.
And where they did go vote, they stopped even worse candidates, like pedophiles.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we will continue our celebration of KKFI's 30 years on air here on Urban Connections with our guest in studio, very special guest, Lloyd C. Daniel. So stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, it's Junebug, and it's that time again for the Blues Kitchen Live. Going to go down at BB's Lawnside Barbecue on March 10th on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Make sure you wear your pajamas. This is a benefit for KKFI, your community radio station. Don't forget, Bloody Marys, breakfast, and blues. We've got the Big Three with John Paul Drum, also Taylor Smith Band. It's going to be a rockin' time. It's the Blues Kitchen Live at BB's Lawnside Barbecue. That's March 10th, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Hope to see you there. You can get more information and ticket info at kkfi.org.
Stand Up KC and the Heartland Center for Jobs and Freedom are hosting Lives on the Line, a night of unforgettable stories from low-wage workers. The Story Slam event takes place on Saturday, February 24th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 40th and Main. Tickets and info available by looking up Lives on the Line on Eventbrite. This message, a public service of 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, Urban Connections with your host, Donna Wolf, our co-host, Ebony Johnson, and Barry Jackson at the table, along with our very special guest, Lloyd C. Daniel, and we've been joined by two more very, very special individuals. Whose phone is that? We have Brother Ron McMillan and Maurice Copeland here in the studio
this
with
man
us.
Who's about to speak? It's Kansas City's Karen Silkwood. Really?
Yeah.
He raised the radiation danger at Bendix Nuclear Factory before anybody. People said he was crazy. Right. They arrested him at community meetings. Mm-hmm. He was right.
Right.
And now Bendix Honeywell now is called
realized they had to pay people.
Right.
They knew that they were poisoning people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they went on anyway, killing people.
Right. Still killing people.
Yeah.
And then not wanting to pay them.
Right. Yeah.
And we have a hard time complying to get the payment. But
yeah.
That man
was the first one.
This man is Maurice Copeland.
That's
paid. Right. Yeah. So I've had him in classes.
Brother Maurice.
UMKC. He's the man.
Hey. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, look here. You know what they say? My man, Stevie Wonder.
Uh-huh.
I ain't done nothing. Look at him. Lloyd Daniels had Truce, 95th and Truce, rocking way back in the 70s, talking about that place and what it was doing to people.
Yeah.
It ain't me.
Okay.
Right. All right. It's y'all.
Yeah.
Lloyd started that mess and got me all involved.
So it's his fault. All right. We got it.
All right.
We got it. Thank you, Brother Maurice Copeland.
I'd like to a shout out to what is the woman? I'm just drawing a blank now. Who had the show Dimensions in Black?
Oh yeah, Tim Rich.
Chi-Chi Williams.
No. This is after Chi-Chi Williams.
Oh, after Olivia Dorsey.
Olivia Dorsey.
She risked herself and helped me do a video called On Truce, where we talked about the serene work that they did at Truce while they planning on blowing people up off the planet.
Right. Yeah.
But they was arresting prostitutes at 41st and Truce, but didn't understand that the prostitutes had enough sense to step back from the curb and people, they were just arresting people going over to the Inferno nightclub.
Oh my goodness.
They were harassing them. You whores, this is all white men. And ironically, one of those white men with a camera and a floodlight, his name was Bob Berdella. So he was watching the crime, all right?
Okay.
Mass murderer burying the people in his own backyard, front yard.
Okay.
Yeah. Irony of crime.
Right. It is.
So heinous and so infamous. I think they tore the house down, didn't they?
It was in Westport somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not far from
there. I used to walk past all the time. I wonder why it stank.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And now we know.
That's right.
Brother,
he was so bold. He was, you know, had the flea market on Westport Road.
Yeah.
He had in the window, behind the glass, the Final Four. This is during the NBA.
Oh.
Those are actual skulls of people he murdered.
Oh, my God.
He was Leavenworth.
Oh, my God.
He died, I think, though.
He did. I think they might have killed him.
Well.
Brother Ron McMillan.
I wanted to crash the studio. I heard Sam Mann all the way down in Alabama. I wanted to crash the studio and holler at him because if we're talking about the history of KKFI, he's the reason I got on. Listening, I was his number one caller, and him and Mac, Big Mac Daddy, Mac Charles Jones, they had a show called The View from the Easter Truce.
Mm-hmm.
I called in so much that when they went on vacation, they said, man, come on in and do the show. So it became an annual thing in August when ministers took their vacation that I come in and took the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then as things went on, Mac died, and Sam didn't want to do the show no more. He said, look, man, I want to keep the name, View from Easter Truce, but you take the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I named it What's Going On.
What's Going On.
And there began our little story. And a lot of shows and people have been able to benefit from the fact that KKFI was here.
Yes.
And it's more important now than ever because we got a president who wants to attack the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A president that attacks the FBI. That's crazy.
That is crazy. We
better hold on and do what we do because we're going to be needed.
And definitions of crime.
Yeah.
If you rob Quick Trip and shoot at the police as you're getting ready, shooting out your window, that's obstruction of justice.
Obstruction.
They did. That's the same thing that happened when Trump fired the original attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
That's obstruction of justice. Yeah. You can't fire the judge.
Right.
Can't find the people trying to,
Right.
That just shows he's out
interference,
of his mind.
Yeah, interference and all up and in. There's so many investigations going in that White House, they should name it the Investigation House.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so many people, so many investigations. So
I want to acknowledge, as I have done before, that I inherited this program from Tracy Allen, who inherited it from Ron McMillan.
Right.
So,
legacy.
Carrying the torch.
We
got it going on.
I'm glad to see us all still alive. And I get tickled when I see Lord. Well, we've been through so much in this period right here. But Kansas City rocked. Mm-hmm. When they ran me out of New York, I came here and I was able to come and live again.
Yes.
Because I couldn't come out in the daytime, New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. But no, I was criminal. I never made a secret out of that, but I flipped my life and was able to live here and do some good things, which we'll talk about in some other time. But
all right.
I'm glad to be with all of y'all and know people like y'all because it's made my life.
Great.
Have some excitement.
Thank you.
And I don't have to lie because I'm 70. When you get 70, you ain't got to make no excuses for nobody no more. So that's where I am right now. Thank you for that.
Right on, Brother Lloyd. Thank you so much. We may have a caller. I kind of forgot. They hung up. I'm sorry, caller.
There's something left out. We'll try to call back. We've got what? A little more than 5 minutes left. 816-931-5534.
816-931-5534. 816-931-KKFI. We'd love to hear your KKFI story. Or, you know, just tell us how KKFI makes you feel, what it does for you, or the importance of KKFI in your life. Sorry, Ebony.
We still have our open house. The studio is open for you to come and have a tour, have history share. You can actually have your story recorded in one of our production studios, and you can record a station ID, which identifies us as 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. That can be your voice recorded and played. Our open house is going until 6 p.m., so you have about another hour to come down on 39th and Main if you want to join us in person.
3109 Main Street. We've got another caller coming in. Okay, caller, you're on the air at 90.1 FM. Please tell us your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard.
Hello,
and
Richard.
Olathe, Kansas.
Hi, Richard.
And I would like to put in a few words in recognition of all of our Native American brothers and sisters, and how that over the many, many years, all of our red people and all of our black people and all of our yellow people, of all people, to give a little recognition to them for all the wonderful things that they've done together as a family, and et cetera, et cetera.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call. We appreciate your input. Okay. Lloyd,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about in the last few minutes your latest piece.
Mm-hmm.
At lloyddaniel.info.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the internet, interviews, speeches, etc. But the latest piece is some ways that we could actually slow the fascist role of Trump and his minion.
Slow your fascist
a set of
role.
Ways, including one is ridicule. His skin is thin, thin, thin.
Mm-hmm.
Ridicule is a good way to get under his skin, which is not thick, and to destabilize him.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is to refuse to follow his crazy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to follow him. Mm-hmm. We're independent free thinkers.
Right.
We don't have to. Anybody who thinks Trump is not insane is probably crazy too.
Mm.
Trump talks crazy all the time, looks crazy, but the point is, I believe he is medically impaired. Okay?
Yeah.
Third, we have to organize. Multinational, multiracial, multiethnic organization, rainbow coalition kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Steve Coakley, who's a researcher in Chicago, who organized that first, before Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse saw it and said, oh, we'll call that the rainbow coalition. Steve Coakley invented that, and that's how they got Harold Washington elected as the first black mayor in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever mentioned Steve.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just an activist. Wasn't famous.
Mm-hmm.
But he started that and said, this is like a rainbow. We'll call it the Rainbow Coalition. And mm-hmm. that's when Jesse started calling it that. But Steve Coakley was the first. So I say, let's give props where props are due. Steve Coakley was a hero.
Okay.
Still is to me.
All righty. One last call. Caller, you there?
Yes, sir. Hotep Shalom.
Hotep.
To my sisters and brothers to KKFI from the beginning, 30 years later, Floyd Johnson from Kansas City, Missouri, in Fairview, Kansas now.
Okay.
To all my brothers and sisters out there from Lloyd Daniels, for Copeland, all the way down to Reverend McMahon, going to the same place in Alabama that the first time that I met him, And this white guy jumped up in my face and said, where in the hell are you from? And when he said, you follow Alabama, I said, I got you. I got you.
All right.
I love y'all all. I've been recording for almost 30 years from the very beginning until at 64 years old.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
I wore out McGee Radio, Henshaw's Radio Shack. I bought so many cassette tapes that I've now got them in storage, just that I look back at it and said, what was it for? It's historical.
All right.
Keep them safe, man. Mm-hmm. Show them right.
Mm-hmm. And pass them forward to your kids and some young people so they can appreciate that history.
If they were here. If they were here. Well, okay. We fought. We fought, and we're still fighting.
Oh, my. All right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Respect yourself.
Peace.
Right. Okay.
Thank you so much. All righty, Brother Lloyd.
Yes.
Please give your contact information, your website information one more again.
If you like what I've been saying and the rest of us have been talking about as well, I'm at Lloyd Daniel. That's LLOYD, LloydDaniel.info, like information. Okay. LloydDaniel.info. And you'll see that it was quite thick. You'll be surprised.
Okay. And that's Lloyd Daniel without an S. Daniel.
Without an S. Two L's, no S.
Thank you so much, Brother Lloyd, for being our guest here today. Really,
it's a
really
pleasure, Donna. Thank you for staying on.
Right.
I know you've had some family tragedies and whatnot, but you soldier on like the soldier you are.
Well,
you're a gift, a blessing to this community. You really are.
Thank you so much.
And so sexy, too.
Oh, my God. Please stay tuned, everybody.
And with that,
at the top of the hour, for Guess Who's Coming to Kansas City with MC Richardson.